By the June 2012 primary election, Salt Lake County will be expected to provide all information related to elections and voter registration in both English and Spanish. According to the Federal Voting Rights Act, political jurisdictions are required to provide bilingual voting information if more than 5% of residents are members of a single-language minority group. Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson says the cost of the change hasn't been determined yet.
We're in the midst of preparing for our municipal election on November 8th, and because this information has just been released, we'll be looking at it after we get through this election and trying to find out what we need to do.
Swenson says the county will be closely monitored by the Department of Justice to make sure it complies. The good news, she says, is that electronic voting machines easily accommodate the Spanish language, but the county will still have to hire bilingual poll workers and provide the large number of residents who still use the permanent vote-by-mail program with bilingual paper ballots. West Valley City Mayor Mike Winder, who's considering running for county mayor, says the change is a double-edged sword.
It's a little frustrating because it is one more burdensome layer required by the federal government on us as a local government. But you do have to also appreciate the sacred right it is to vote and making that available to as many people as possible.
Ethnic minorities make up about 45% of residents in West Valley City, making it the most diverse city in the state. Winder introduced an initiative earlier this year to encourage residents to learn English by pointing them to adult English classes. The initiative also encourages businesses and housing providers to use English signs, advertisements, promotions, and menus.
I'll tell you, when people come to this country, they have an obligation to learn English as quickly as possible. You look in California, where sometimes things are being required to be translated in a couple dozen languages, and that just creates a divisive society.
Antonella Packard, director of the Utah League of United Latin American Citizens, says there are many reasons why Hispanic voter turnout is low in Utah, but this change will definitely make the process more appealing to them, especially the elderly, who are learning English later in life.
The trick is that we need to get the word out that there will be that type of assistance, and I believe that we're going to see a higher turnout.
Salt Lake County is now one of 248 jurisdictions required to provide language assistance to voters. The new mandate also applies to San Juan County in southeastern Utah, which must provide language assistance in Navajo. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.